The loudest cheers at the meeting were reserved for Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who looked exhausted as he made his way into the ZW Troika meeting venue. He was the last man in as he walked gingerly after a short flight from Harare last night. To his relief, Zimbabwe was not on the agenda as focus was on Lesotho's political instability, which fled following the murder of top army official Brigadier Maparango Muhawo last year. Last month, the Zimbabwean pressure group Zimbabwe Vigil petitioned Khama in his capacity as ZW chairperson, arguing the political and economic situation was deteriorating in their homeland. The group wanted Khama as the ZW chairperson to reintroduce Zimbabwe into regional bloc's agenda. But when leaders, including President Robert Mugabe, convened in Harare this afternoon, Zimbabwe was not discussed. The double troika consists of six countries: Zimbabwe, Botswana, Mozambique, Tanzania, and Swaziland and South Africa. One disappointed Zimbabwean, Mr. Brighton Ndlovu, who was at the meeting venue, said Zimbabweans need to do more to get ZADC to listen to their concerns.
What the Basotho have done instead is to come to Botswana when there's a ZADC meeting and make sure that their issues are put on the agenda by coming here and lobbying the presidents here. We are aware that there are quite a number of them from three opposition parties. At the very least, there is the widow of the murdered Lesotho Defense Force commander, and there are lobby groups from Lesotho human rights groups who are all here to pressure ZADC in person to make sure that their agenda is followed, rather than going to London and then say pass it through our ambassador. It's more direct. This is the crowd that wants to listen to your complaints.
He says Lesotho has aggressively pursued ZADC to act on what it believes are gross human rights violations and their signs of progress. Leaders held a closed-door session before the ZADC Executive Secretary Stego Mena, Lawrence Taxi, and ZADC Minister's Chairperson Vincent Moitoi addressed the media on the outcome of the meeting. Deputy Leader of the Opposition Basotho Party and former Lesotho Home Affairs Minister Mr. Joang Molapo told Studio 7 he was happy with the progress made.
We are very, very appreciative of the efforts of ZADC. We've just read the communique, and ZADC really has answered the prayers of the Basotho people. This is a statement of real determination on the part of ZADC to help Lesotho bring an end to its problem.
The summit urged all the Lesotho opposition members in exile to return home to participate in reforms towards restoring the rule of law. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, Botswana, this is Martin Gwenya.